on 93.3 WMMR.
Welcome our next guest here, and yeah, this is very cool that he's stopping by today. And the Roots Picnic is taking place Saturday at Festival Pier. We'll see if the weather does hold out for that. But you've seen him on Jimmy Fallon Show.
Awesome.
He's a Grammy winner.
Yep.
And we want to welcome from the Roots, Questlove, to the show.
Yeah!
Man. Thank you, thank you.
How you doing, man?
I cannot believe I'm here at WMMR.
Why is that?
I mean, if my 8th grade class could see me right now. No, seriously, because when we would take those long school trips in the van, it was either, you know, the state, it was like a two-station battle, and WMMR will always win. So, like,
awesome, man.
You know.
We love that.
I cannot believe I finally made it after 20-some-odd years.
If we had known,
how you like me now, Frank Palumbo? I'm on WMMR.
Was that the bastard?
Yeah, man. No, I mean, Frank used to, you know, I wasn't into... It was hard to get me into Zepp and Ozzy when I was a kid. Now I appreciate it, but
okay.
When I was a kid, I was like,
really?
Crazy train, come on.
Bonzo wasn't an influence?
Not when I was, you know,
not that
a 12-year-older, you know.
Who were your musical influences?
I mean, eventually, you know, I had to adjust to it because the type of school I went to. Like, mm-hmm. That's what they listened to. So eventually, like, you know, I think, you know, I finally got into Zepp heavy when I was like, 16, 17.
Okay.
But,
before that?
I grew up with a father that sang oldies doo-wop. So, you know,
I love that stuff.
My parents tricked me because I thought that all that 50 stuff, like Frankie Lyman, I thought that stuff was contemporary.
Yeah. They had you off by a few decades.
Oh, I'm gonna do the, when I have kids, I'm gonna do the same thing to them. I'm gonna make them think like Wu-Tang came out yesterday. Matter of fact, my band members' kids think that, you know, Michael Jackson is current today. Like Thriller just came out like last month. So.
Well, I've got my son hooked on the Beatles. I mean, they were the massive influence in my life. And
but did you do it the video game way or did you do it the honest way?
No, I did it the movie way. With Yellow Submarine, and a lot of songs are on soundtrack, and you know it was just and when they're really young, they'll watch anything animated.
Right.
So we would pop that on, and he started to realize, hey, All You Need Is Love. This is a great song, you know.
Oh, okay.
And he started singing these songs. He's singing Eleanor Rigby and all this. I'm like, okay, this is cool. He likes it. So I've just kind of started to feed that a little bit, you know.
Pull a ruse on him.
Yeah,
someone's going to break his heart and tell him there's no such thing as Santa Claus. Next.
Oh, and that's not true.
We know for a fact he exists.
Yes.
I had to tell you, and I told you this off air, is that I'm ecstatic with the way the Jimmy Fallon Show has come into its own. And Entertainment Weekly had it as one of its top 10 selections.
That was a blessing.
Because I think people out of the gate weren't giving him enough of a fair shot. And they needed to realize it's something you need to grow into. And he has.
Something, you know, when something is new, it takes a while for people to adjust to it. But I think, you know, like we're about a year and some change in. And I think it can only get better. I definitely feel like it's more of a musical variety show.
It truly is.
Because all the highlights are musical.
Yeah, and he uses you guys liberally for the comedy bits, and you guys distinguish yourself very well on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to speak with any of the other talk show band members, a la Will Lee?
I see Will. I see Will all the time when those guys are headed to Letterman. Like, we're all sort of in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
So we see each other, you know, during the lunch hour, off-peak hour.
It's a unique gig because not many people do that. You know, I mean, there are a lot of musicians, but not many people do that particular kind of work. So there's got to be some kind of camaraderie there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's none but respect. I mean, the fact that those guys even acknowledge us is like, you know, we see Willie down the street and he's like, oh, I love you. I watch you guys every night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, it's after his show, he's allowed to do it.
Yeah.
What do you guys tape around? What, 5:30 when you do the show?
We tape at 5:30. Yeah.
Okay. So that's, I mean, what time do you roll in to start the work day over there?
Well, technically, we're still, Philadelphians, so we wake up around 6 a.m. and we have our own tour bus, so we pretty much leave around. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
He's tweeting, by the way, right now.
Absolutely.
and a little shout out to our show on your Twitter page.
Absolutely. Yeah, we get up at like 6 in the morning, then we leave Philly around 8, 9, and we pretty much have to go up there and rehearse. And
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a longer hours than I would have assumed.
It's, well, I mean, because we're new and we're so involved in the show that, you know, like the way that the Letterman guys do it, they say like they show up 5 minutes before
yeah.
and hit, but, you know, we're still young and excited and all that stuff. So
that's a good place to be at.
Yeah. We won't feel jaded until, like, you know, 10 years from now.
How amazing was the Rolling Stones week for you guys with the guests that came in with the Stones there themselves?
I'm telling you, the most gangster rock star thing that ever occurred on that floor in its entire history was Keith Richards sitting in his dressing room. He asked for a light, and his assistant told him, like, you can't smoke cigarettes up here. And he's like, whatever. So he lights it, and then it's, like, all pandemonium. Like, you're thinking, like, it's
terrorism.
And the fire marshal ran up, and he's, like, screaming, I want to know, and then the second thing he's told is Keith Richards that set it off. He was like, oh, what was he smoking? Can I smoke with him?
So, I mean, he really answers to no one at this point.
Yeah, he was just nonchalant, like, whatever.
Was that the most impressive? Who blew you away? I mean, obviously the Rolling Stones in a class by themselves, but who blew you away personally, musician-wise, when you met them?
I'm going to tell you, the coolest thing about this show is that, you know, all of us are in the same age range.
Right.
So, like, the show is literally run by a bunch of 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
In late 30s, you know, 40-year-old bodies. Nothing will ever, I can't describe the feeling of playing Yacht Rock Week with Christopher Cross and Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Really?
And we redid, I don't know if you're familiar with this SCTV sketch in which they were sort of mocking how Michael McDonald's always singing background vocals.
I am.
On.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Hilarious.
And we literally, when we did Ride Like the Wind, we had an empty keyboard space and no one was there and the audience was confused. And right before he was supposed to do Such a Long Way to Go, he ran in just like the sketch. He ran in off the set and sat right there in time to sing that part.
The sketch had him as basically, he's so expensive at that time that he just goes running in for his one part and then walks out.
And then
out.
He's out,
and
right.
He keeps running back
That's
in.
That's exactly what he did. So,
wow.
Yeah, Yacht Rock, you know, that takes our inner geek to another level.
What is it about him? Because I was at a meet and greet one time with Dave Matthews, and somebody was talking to him about Michael McDonald, and he all of a sudden started gushing about what a huge fan Dave is of Michael McDonald.
He's an amazing musician.
He is.
He's a butt of a lot of jokes, but not only is the guy a soulful, blue-eyed soul singer with an amazing range, but his keyboard skills are off the hook.
And not to mention that he's ubiquitous. Like, most of the time you hear his voice in the dentist's office in the supermarket, but, I mean, his voice just takes you back to that place.
It
took me back to that place, so, you know, we were on it. We're actually going to do one more Yacht Rock Week, which we have Steely Dan on for a day.
Nice.
Boss Gags.
Michael McDonald. Do you remember the New York Rock and Soul Review?
Yeah.
I saw it was Steely Dan, it was Boss Gags, and it was Michael McDonald and Phoebe Snow on one bill.
Oh,
it
man.
Was amazing.
Yeah.
Does this all come because Jimmy Fallon is such a fan of music? You know,
Well, that's the advantage because he's, he's a comedian, but he's a musician also.
Right.
So, you know, he gets the best of both worlds. And, you know, as I said earlier, like, if you look at all the highlights of the show, either Slow Jam in the News or
the Neil Young stuff.
Yacht Rock stuff.
The Neil Young stuff is hilarious.
Musical. Yeah. All the stuff is musical. The Boyz II Men mocking thing, like, all that stuff is musical. So, you know, his music knowledge is equal as his comedy knowledge.
Right.
You know?
If you're just tuning in, we got Questlove of the Roots. They have the Roots Picnic, which is going on tomorrow at Festival Pier. LiveNation.com. By the way, they have no service fee June. All the shows at Festival Pier.
That's important.
Susquehanna Bank Center.
Yeah.
No service charge in the
Saturday,
month of June.
Saturday
is when the show is. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
It's not Friday.
I know. I went out last night. It feels
Let's
like
do that one more time.
Oh, damn.
You guys were in the same building last night.
The Flyers game.
Yeah. My first Flyers game.
Really? And you went to a Stanley Cup final game. Wow.
Yeah, everyone tweeting me that I have to come back on Friday now to
yes you do.
Yes. I got rehearsal. I don't wow. Really?
We won't hear of that.
But listen, another TV show, and it's one of my favorite TV shows that you're involved with is Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, Yo Gabba Gabba, yeah.
Dude, that is an acid trip, that show.
It absolutely. We just did a
Yo Gabba.
We did a Yo Gabba live show in New York, and then I came to the conclusion that that show is only for adults. Right. If you grew up on Sid and Marty Krofft, if you grew up on the Electric Company, that type of stuff.
That's exactly what it is.
Because I came to that conclusion because we were part of the first act, and if you notice one of the characters, the one that looks like the one-eyed hot dog.
Yeah.
Nuno.
He's in the car commercial.
He's in the car commercial. Yeah. Right. So he's on stage, and then he decides to do this, like, flying leap into the audience.
And he's stage diving?
And the first four-year-old kids were like, we had to cut, you know. So that's when I knew, oh, this show's not for kids. It's for the parents of the kids.
They're going to be performing at The Man in August. Are you going to be part of that?
Our availability, like we've done like four or five shows with them, but our availability is really just dependent on,
downtime from the show.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Which doesn't come that often.
Congrats on the Roots Picnic, by the way, because it's turned into this really great event. And Philly has really embraced it, and you have some awesome musical contributions.
Our own
year.
Personal Homer Fest. That's what I call it.
Vampire Weekend. I mean, just that band alone, and then you guys on top of it, and everybody else that's involved. It's a really cool event for you guys.
Yeah, this is our third annual. You know, like before the show, we were pretty much on the road. 200 days out the year. And a lot of these shows were European festivals, you know, and like, I know America's starting, you know, with Bonnaroo and Coachella and stuff like that, but we really wanted to bring that idea to Philadelphia because it's not, you know, represented enough to me. You know, like, you have to go all the way to Bonnaroo, or you have to go, you know, elsewhere, Lollapalooza in Chicago. So I want Philly to have their own, you know, and there's something for everybody. There's a whole wide range of acts that are performing.
Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah, me and Jazzy Jeff are doing a presentation together. We're going to start doing a bunch of drum DJ gigs.
Cool.
Collaborative stuff.
Well, as this organically grows, I mean, it's going to hopefully turn into something.
And I love that it's here.
That'll be even bigger, yeah.
Thank you.
Now, you'll notice two drum kits in here. Did you notice that?
I heard that there were going to be, you know, some drum sets here, but I thought you guys were bluffing.
Listen, I have to say that I didn't find out about this until day before yesterday. I play, and they wanted me to jam with you a little bit here.
Okay, we're jamming.
All right, and
because when Justin Bieber was on the show, he was like, "I want to battle you." We're jamming, right?
Yeah, you're jamming.
Oh, okay. Dude, because I thought we were jamming, and then he like took me out. And then everyone started, well, I was 16. Like, come on now.
He can't take you out.
I was, all right, that was going to be simple. And then he just decided the last minute to call an audible.
Son of a bitch.
We could like trade some fours or something.
I hope his voice changes.
But what I wanted to
I'm going to tell him that next time. But yeah, I hope your voice changes.
What I wanted to ask you, because growing up and learning how to play drums, the magazine that I subscribe to is Modern Drummer. It's kind of it's the go-to magazine for all drummers. I would imagine you've been featured in there a few times. I haven't subscribed in a number of years, so I don't know.
I'm on the cover right now.
Are you really serious?
That's who you'll be drumming with, Preston.
I thought this was a segue with that.
The guy on the cover of the magazine.
Yeah.
Somebody go to a store right now and buy me one and bring it here so Quest can sign it for me, man.
Yeah, get a couple.
Oh, man. Oh, that is so awesome. Dude, is this first time you've been on the cover?
Second.
Second?
Second, yeah.
That's a huge honor. You got to
feel pretty
cool,
you know,
about that.
I've read it a bunch when I was a kid, and now, you know, I try not to get caught up in the whole glory of it all, because I sort of think that the second you say, I made it, that's when you...
You could not be more accurate, but what I say is when you buy your own crap, you're done for.
My mom does it.
Yeah, yeah.
She does it, and she holds it, and, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But you don't save, like, the, you know, have a little cover of the magazine, you know?
She saves it.
Okay.
As long as she has five copies, then I know it's somewhere in this world.
So. Okay. All right. Well, you want to try this out?
Let's do this.
All right. So I'm going to have Quest go on and get over there.
You're not going to Bieber me, right? You promise?
No, Bieber.
I'm going to be on the Red Kit over there, if you don't mind, because I've kind of calibrated it to me.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I'll
play the brand that I don't endorse.
Oh, don't take any pictures. What do you?
That red one is the one I do endorse.
Oh, really, man?
No, I'm playing.
You all right? Okay.
What are they going to do, sue me?
You're on the cover of the magazine, for Christ's sake.
It's a Yamaha, by the way, yeah, which is a gorgeous gorgeous drum kit. So Quest is going to get over there. I'm going to... What's the story on how this is mic'd and stuff, Casey?
All right, well, it's all mic'd up, but when as you guys are drumming, I'm going to have to pull back on the studio mics.
Okay, and do I have headphones over there?
I believe you do.
Okay, I'm going to make my way over.
By the way, Quest,
yeah, go ahead.
There was a picture of here with a thumbs up at the game last night. Was that your hand?
That was when we won in overtime.
Okay, because my brother has the same thing going on with his thumbs where you can actually bend them the opposite way. That's got to help when you're drumming, right?
Wait, I have a question about the Flyers game. Who's the guy that dances in the third?
Sean. Yeah. Wait, Preston and I met him before the game last night.
My doppelganger.
He sort of is. Yeah.
He's the white you.
I
want to
meet that dude. Like, when I seen him, my assistant was like, yo, that's you on TV, the white version.
Yeah, he's hopefully going to help us out with a contest tomorrow. But he's there every game, and he has season tickets.
And he dances
every game, and TV has caught on to the fact that he's a crowd favorite. So now... when the games are on Comcast SportsCenter or whatever, they'll put him on TV toward the end of the game, and he really gets the crowd into it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, do we have volume on this case?
We're trying. Not volume on that.
I can't hear it.
What about... your kits are mic'd. You can definitely hear that. Yep.
You can hear that all right?
We can hear it. You ready?
All right, how you want to do this? Just jam, or...
You start... Let's lay down a groove, and we'll do whatever happens.
All right.
Sorry for knocking this wall down.
You vibrated
like the whole studio's falling apart.
It's like the walls of Jericho came down.
That was awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That sounded damn good.
Sounded great. Press, you were saying something about trading fours. What is that? What is trading fours?
That's just where you solo for
a
four.
A call and response.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you want to try that?
I want to hear that.
All right.
Just kind of a little solo.
I'll do four.
A little solo one, and then he'll throw it to me.
Sounded awesome.
Oh, my God.
Can I have a job here?
Yeah. You're hired.
Just tell Lauren Michaels, you know. Wow. We have another percussionist. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is so cool. Man, I wish I could do that. That is one thing. When I watch drummers play, that is the one thing I wish I could do.
It's fun to get in the groove, isn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Wow, man. That was like the coolest thing we've ever done on our show ever. That was so bad.
I cannot believe I just did WMMR.
Yeah.
Suck it, Frank Palumbo. I finally made it. I made it.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd say that's a definite highlight of my career.
How much better could it possibly get there, Preston?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Guy on the cover of Modern Drummer magazine, a Grammy winner, a producer on a national television show, throwing down with the meat behind the beat.
you flattered me well, man. Thank you. No, you were tight, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I don't play as much as I used to, but I do have my son taking lessons right now. And
perhaps you're familiar with The Image, the rock band from the 80s.
That Preston was in. Band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I'm a big influence, okay. But anyway.
How do you feel now, Press? You were really nervous.
I'm shaking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, honestly, I'm shaking a little bit. Look at my left hand.
You did fine, man. You did great.
Thanks, man. Give me a little more warm-up time. We'll do it again. You know what? Saturday, I'll get up on stage and we'll throw down.
You come to the Roots Picnic. Yeah, we got more than one drum set there.
Yeah, wow. Well, by the way, tickets at livenation.com for this. And no service fee for the month of June. All shows at Festival Pier, Susquehanna Bank Center. No service charge, none of that stuff for the month. What's going on recording-wise for the Roots right now?
Our 11th album comes out June 22nd. It's entitled How I Got Over. It features Jim James from Monsters of Folk and My Morning Jacket.
Wow.
Joanna Newsom, Dirty Projectors, John Legend.
Wow. I love artists that are that work with eclectic mixes.
That is the wow, that's the photo.
That's the image right there.
Amazing. I want that photo. I want that email to me. Great photo.
Oh god. Yeah, it was the style at the time, man.
Hey, I was alive then. I wasn't a kid. Anyway, yeah, so one of the blessings of being on that show is the fact that, you know, you get to run into all these great artists. So,
it's good. It's easy to broker those deals, right?
Absolutely. Cause you're just talking to them. And our dressing room is a studio. So that's an advantage.
Cool.
Yeah. We did most of the record inside of our dressing room.
John Legend is amazing. He's an incredible musician. But he blew me off. I gave him my card at an airport in St. Martin.
How dare he?
Yeah. So, if you could just put in a word that we are a good radio station and he should come on our show, I'd appreciate it.
I will tell John.
Thank you. All right. Well, listen, good luck with the show, the TV show, the show this weekend, Yo Gabba Gabba, and The Roots, obviously. So we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's Questlove.
Yeah! I made it! He made it!
Yeah!
WMMR!